Golden State Warriors. Welcome to another episode of the Brett Frost Podcast, the number one Golden State Warriors podcast in the Bay Area. I'm with my boy, Brandon J. Stovall. We're coming to you live, anniversary of the 2007 Golden State Warriors that upset the Dallas Mavericks. We believe, anniversary, baby. Let's talk about Tuesday. Let's hop right into it. Game two, Dubs took the win, 121-116, KD, 29 points, Draymond, 29-12, another stellar game. Steph, first game back, baby, 28 points in 27 minutes. Human Torch came into the game, lit it up. Stovall, what's your reaction to game two?
Fantastically played game, in my opinion. It was crisp. Until obviously the unfolding of the fourth quarter towards the end. We'll get into that later. But it was probably one of the most exciting playoff games the Warriors have gone this year, right?
I think it was the most fun game of the playoffs so far. So fast-paced, so up-tempo. A lot of just fun plays in the game. I mean, let's get right into plays of the game. What about Andre Iguodala, the little give-and-go, dunks right on the dude's face? I mean, Draymond Green with that block on AD. AD drives the basket, gets his shoulders square. Somehow Draymond blocks that shot. I don't know how. Grabs the ball, transition, kicks it to Swaggy P for a three, nails it. I mean, Draymond's back-to-back threes and then looking over at the coach being like, hey, you're going to keep leaving me open like that? Making him pay. But man, this is the play of the game, Stovall. This is the play of the game.
Let's hear it.
Steph comes into the game after being out, first game back, comes in, comes off a double curl route, catches it, left side of the court, nothing but net, crowd's going nuts. The Human Torch himself, Stephen Curry, is back, folks. He's back. What'd you think of Steph, Stove?
Steph, in my opinion, was the player of the game. Because of that, because he was in there 27 minutes, he scored 28 points. His plus minus was 26. 26. That's ridiculous.
That's insane.
First game back, he looked like he's been in there forever. Looks like he's been playing for the past month, 2 months. We wouldn't have known that. But man, Steph is something else to watch.
And I mean, how about the play he had where he dribbles it off his foot? The ball almost goes back.
Yeah.
It's almost a backcourt violation.
Yeah.
Grabs the ball, pulls up from like across the bay, and just knocks it down. Like, that's a heartbreaker, dude. Like, that's a great defensive possession for the Pelicans. But when you have someone like that who can just break your back,
how do you guard that?
How do you guard that? How do you stop that, man?
They were showing that the Pelicans players, whoever was guarding Steph, was having to guard him outside of the 3-point arc. Like, that's the kind of tension he draws, which end up clearing the lane too. Which, where we got all those easy dunks.
I don't know how many dunks Draymond had. He had like four. He had like four dunks, just wide open dunks.
Just easy stuff.
I mean, with Steph being back, they stretch the floor even more. I mean, we're impossible to guard.
That's something I was missing for a while. I was missing the floor being stretched out like that, where you can get those easy shots, you can get those easy backdoor passes for the dunk. Man, Steph's just really exciting to watch, and I'm ready for it to go three here.
What do you think about the defense though, man? I thought the defense was really sloppy. Like even at one point, like you said, the fourth quarter meltdown, Steve Kerr to call a timeout and be like, "What are you doing?" I mean, we got to clean that up when we go on the road, don't you think? We can't keep playing that. I mean, we gave up 2 30-point quarters.
Yeah, it's just they also are playing at a faster pace, so there are more possessions. But yeah, that fourth quarter, that should have never happened. It made it way too close. It should have been a 10 or a 15-point win. It just turned into a 5-point win. Like, that's not something I want to see again.
And what'd you see from the Warriors on Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis drops 25 points, so we held him under 30 again. What'd you think about the effort on AD?
The defense on AD was spectacular. Draymond, what he had that one block
that we were talking about. I don't know how he blocked that shot.
I think Anthony Davis got blocked twice. I think once by KD and then once by Draymond. So we're getting to him.
We're getting to him. Rondo had like 20. What'd you think about Rondo? He was kind of cooking up Livingston a little bit.
We were leaving him wide open.
And we were leaving him wide open.
Yeah.
We were.
We were just giving him those threes, hoping that he doesn't make them. But he was making them.
So do we make the adjustment, or what do you think? Keep letting him shoot? I think we just keep letting him shoot out there. Play the percentages, right?
Yeah. I'd say play the odds. He doesn't have a very good shooting percentage outside the arc.
No.
So I think we just let him. I think we just let him go.
Well, let's go ahead and look ahead to Game 3. Warriors are on the road in New Orleans tomorrow night.
Yes.
What do we have to do to go up 3-0? Do you see us going up 3-0? What do you think about Game 3?
Well, it's already been announced. Steph is going to be starting.
Let's go.
Steph will be starting. That's just going to set it up a little bit better than we saw in the previous game, I believe. We're probably going to come out. We might make a few more turnovers in that first quarter, I'd predict. They love to throw the ball around, especially when Steph's there. They love to get those extra passes. And sometimes it just has to be a little bit more selfish, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take those shots, you know, hold on to the ball a little bit longer. But I expect the Warriors to do their thing.
What do you see? So you're saying Warriors get the win, go up 3-0. What do you think? Do you have a score for us?
I say Warriors get the win, go up 3-0. Warriors win 122-109.
I like that prediction, actually. It's pretty good.
Warriors up.
I'm going to be looking at the defensive end, man. Yeah. I want to see us clean it up. I want to see us bring the intensity. And I want to see how we respond to the physical play. Because, I mean, the Pelicans were fouling the crap out of us, man.
Oh, yeah.
They had some hard fouls on us.
That was getting a little chippy.
It was getting a little chippy. I want to see how chippy it is. I want to see how we respond. I'm sure we won't get, like, quite as many calls. They might, you know, let it play on a little more. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they won't, though. Maybe the refs will really want to just take control and make sure nothing escalates. Because, I mean, what? You had the whole Rondo, Draymond going chest to chest.
Yeah. And then you had Anthony Davis on the ground rolling around with – Draymond, oh yeah, whatever was happening,
whatever that was,
WrestleMania. But yeah, I'd like to see the defense, especially lock up a little bit better, because especially when they're going to be playing the Rockets, which they will.
You think so? We'll get into that in a little bit. But I got to make my score prediction. Stovall, I'm going to go 119-113 Dubs, and they go up 3-0, and Steph balls out in his debut. He's dropping 30.
30?
At least 30. He's getting 30.
30 points?
He'll get 30 points.
All right.
But that does it for our Warriors coverage. Let's go around the association, Stovall, to the other West matchup. The Utah Jazz took game two in Houston last night. Joe Ingles, 7 3-pointers. Donovan Mitchell sets a Utah Jazz rookie record with 11 assists. To beat John Stockton's rookie playoff record. I mean, what they dropped, 118, 116 points last night? I mean, what do you see going on in that series?
That Donovan Mitchell put back dunk?
Oh,
my God.
That was disgusting.
He's a rook.
He's a rook.
He's a rookie, man. I had a feeling it was going to get exciting this series. I didn't think that Utah was going to steal game two.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
That was surprising, especially after how they got blown out in game one.
Oh, yeah. I did not expect a bounce back like that, steal game two, go back to Utah, try and get two. This is going to be interesting.
This is going to be interesting. I mean, Quinn Snyder's my coach of the year. You upset the Oklahoma City Thunder. You steal game two in Houston. He's my coach of the year, man.
Yeah.
He's definitely my coach of the year. I think with Ricky Rubio being hurt, it kind of allows the Jazz to be longer, and like everyone on the team can shoot now.
Yeah.
You move Mitchell to point, you bring in Jay Crowder, right? Everyone can shoot, besides Rudy Gobert, obviously, but like almost everyone on that team can shoot now. You're stretching the floor a little more. I mean, dude, Donovan Mitchell didn't even play well on the offensive end, though.
Yeah.
6 of 21 shooting, and you still get the win. I mean, maybe Joe Ingles won't have another seven three-pointers. He might not do that again.
Right, right.
But I don't think Donovan Mitchell is going to go 6 for 21 again. So Utah, they might win both these home games, go up 3-1 and close the series out in 6. But to beat the Rockets 3 times in a row, it's going to be tough. What do you see in that series, Stovall? What do you predict right now that's going to happen?
Seven games.
Seven games.
Seven games, Houston wins.
Houston wins in 7. I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm going to go Houston in seven. I don't see the Jazz winning three games in a row to go up 3-1 and then to play a game in Houston and play one back in Utah at game six, like what happened in OKC. I don't see that happening again. But this is going to be a fun series, man. I said this at the beginning of the series. I said this will be a fun series and competitive series. And people were like, oh, no, Utah can't score enough. They can't keep up with Houston. They can't dictate the pace. Sure enough, they steal game two. Get your popcorn ready, guys, because these have been the best playoffs in a long time. Stovall, what do you think about these playoffs overall?
They're exciting, man, especially what's going on in the other conference. But the West is just – it's anybody's ballgame, you know, other than obviously the Warriors. I didn't expect the Jazz – actually, I did expect the Jazz to beat OKC because OKC was a really –
You did pick that.
I did pick that. But the way they did it, I did not expect that to happen.
Oh, man. Well, that's going to do it for the Brett Frost podcast, the number one Golden State Warriors podcast in the Bay Area. Let's go, Dubs. Let's go.